Yeah, we're holding that Tzadik Gimel. Again, we're in the middle of the Shaila that Abayi asked him, how is it shaykh to say that because of a mechitza you can make a chumrah? Like he was saying before, the din of our Mishnah was that if you have a chotzer katana that opens up completely to a chotzer gedola, that the Mishnah says the chotzer katana is called the pischa shel chotzer gedola. And the Gemara said that means to say that we take like the whole small chotzer and throw it into the big chotzer. That's not gemina if you're planting grapes in the big chotzer, that we say you're not allowed to plant at all in the small chotzer anywhere, zeroyim, vegetables. Even though you're away dal damis from the grapes, because we say we take this small chotzer and like throw it into the big chotzer. So because of the mechitzas, we go to chumra. So by asking Shaila, where do we ever find the case that because of mechitzas, it makes the chumra dik alochem? So Gemara is now in the middle of finding different cases. Oh, we say again, we learned to read the top. The din of sichach, the first ride, not the first, more want to be another ride, ritmo. Sichach agabi achsadrum. If you put tzach on top of an open porch, sheyetzlo psimim. Now achsadrum here means there are two walls, that's all. Sheyetzlo psimim. Psimim means there's a tefach coming out on each side of the wall for like the doorpost. So the loch risk shera. This is called the kosher sukkah. Because the loch is, you have to have two walls, and the third wall could even be a tefach. So here you have a tefach. Now, v'ilu hishvep tzimeho psulo. Let's say now you'd make inner walls. You won't use the two outer walls, but inside you make two new walls that will come closer together and take away that extra tefach that's in between. The loch would be psulo. The sukkah will be posel. You know why? Because now you only have two walls. You don't have the tefach of the third wall anymore. So you see, because of this extra mechitza, the sukkah becomes possible. Izomalay Abayis. Abayis said back, first of all, the didi according to Mikshera, the sukkah is still kosher. Because Abayi hold, you say, Pitikri Yard Vesaisim. So since on top of the porch there are beams going straight across on all four corners, and each beam is wide for Tfachim, you say Pitikra. But according to you that you tell me, you don't say Pitikra on all four, on two walls or four walls. Is silik mechitzasim. Here there's no raya that these new two walls you're making is going to chumrah. The pshat is if you put two walls inside, you're just taking away the extra tefach that was sticking out from the old two walls. So now the pshat is in the inner sukkah now, there's no three walls, there's only two walls. That's why the sukkah is possum. But not because of the din mechitza, but in the mitzvah, by making these new two inner walls, you took away the extra third or fourth wall of that tefach that you had. That's why the sukkah is possum. But there's no raya here that mechitzas could pass on something. So tomorrow, Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. So Rabba Bar Chonin told Abaya, for loy mitzino mechitza liyissa, you tell me you never find a case that because of mechitza we come onto Yisurim. For a time you learned like this, Bayis, if you have a house, Shechetziyav Mekoyro Vechetziyav Eina Mekoyro. Half of the house has the roof on top of it, and the other half is open, the other half has no roof at all. Now, Gefanim Kan. If you're planting grapes, let's say underneath the part of the house that has a roof, is dalocha mutil zroya kan. Right next to it, you're allowed to plant zroyim. If the zroyim, the vegetables, are on the outside, the open part of the house that has no roof, and the pshat is because we say pitikri yard v'saisim, exactly where the roof ends, we look as if a mechitza comes straight down. Now the halacha b'klayim is, if you have a mechitza, you're allowed to plant grapes on one side of the mechitza, and zeroyim, vegetables, on the other side. So here, since right where the roof ends, we say pitikra, it's as if there's a mechitza there, you're allowed to plant gefanim on one side, and right next to it, you're allowed to plant zeroyim. Now, v'i lo hishves kiruyov, let's say you will extend the roof, and make the roof go to the whole house, is halacha osur. Then what you planted underneath is osur. Because since you extend the roof, you don't have any more pitikri yerid v'saisim. So therefore, what you planted inside the house, if the grapes and the vegetables are within dal damis, they're close enough, is it nisaz royim, klayaz royim. So now the zroyim and the kerim becomes osur. So you see, because you made the extra roof here, that shaft the nisar. So you see, because of the mechitza, you caused the nisar to happen. Or Malaya, Abayi answered back again, there's no rai from here. Hosam over here, Siluk mechitzasu. Here the pshat is that kol zaman half of the house did not have a roof on it. So with the roof end, we said pitikur yerd v'saisim. We look as if there's a mechitza coming down, dividing it in half. But now that you extended the roof, you like took away the din pitikru. There's no mokim, there's no place now to say pitikur yard v'saisim, because the roof covers up the whole house. So that's why it becomes osa now. The metzias, there's no mechitza between the gefanim and the zroyim. That's why it's osa. It's not the pshat, the extra mechitza made the isurim, nor the extra extent, the extension of the roof just made it that you can't say pitikur now. So therefore, there's no mechitza coming down. Therefore, there's an isur klayakar. So the Gemara Sholach Le Rav Labaya Biyad Rav Shmaya Baziri. His Rava sent to Abaya in the hand, sent a message in the hands of Rav Shmaya Baziri. He asked him, "Bulei mitzinu mechitza liyisa? Do you still blind by Yakash Abaya that you never found a place that because of a mechitza we make yisurim?" For Tanya, we learned to the brayse like this. For Tanya, Yesh b'mechitzas hakerem lahokil lahachder. When you have a mechitza wall in between a vineyard where you're growing grapes and you're growing vegetables, amol it's lehokil, it comes out a lenient, is a kula, or lehachmer. Sometimes because of the mechitza, it comes out a chumra. So here we're going to have a case soon that because of the mechitza, we have a chumra. So the Mar Vatanya, this is the Braisa, that explains it like this. Yesh pa mechitza, the Braisa says, now, Ketzat, how's the case that we have a case of lehokil? That because of the mechitza, you could be mekel and plant closer together the grapes and the vegetables. That the din is kerem hanetuya ad ikra mechitza. If you have a vineyard, grapes that are growing mamish up until the mechitza, up until the wall, is alocha zoreya me ikra mechitza v'elech. On the other side of the mechitza, the other side of the wall, you're allowed to start planting right away, even by the foundation of the wall. Zoroyim, you could plant vegetables on the other side of the wall. Now this is a kula. Why? She'ilu ein shom mechitza. If there wouldn't be a mechitza dividing the two, then the halacha would be marchik daldamis v'zareya. You would have to make a division. You have to separate four amis in between. Then you're allowed to plant vegetables. If you have your grapes, you have to separate, make a separation of four amis. Leave it blank. Don't plant anything there. And then you can start planting your vegetables. But now that you have a mechitza, the halacha for the mechitza is that as long as on top it looks separate, there's a mechitza, that you see the grapes on one side and the vegetables on the other side, it's mutter to plant right next to another. Even though underneath the mechitza, like underneath the ground, it could be that the grapes and vegetables do meet, the roots do meet. But so what? That's halacha by klayim. That calls them on top of the ground. We don't see the ruvia. We don't see the mixture. It looks separate because there's a mechitza there. It's mutter mamish to plant zeh k'neged zeh. So the Gemara says, v'zehu mechitza es hakerem lohokim. This is a case that because of the mechitza here, you have a kula, a lenient, that you're allowed to plant one right next to the other on the other side of the mechitza. On one side plants the gefanim, on the other side plant the zroyim. Now, ulahachmir ketzer, where's the case that because of a mechitza, in a kerem, in a vineyard, we have a chumra. So Gemara says, Ketzad, hoyomoshuch min hakoysel yud alaf amma. If you were a distance of 11 amos away from the wall of the vineyard, that there's no grapes growing there. Hey, the first grape is first grown 11 amos away from the wall. Still, the halacha reason, those 11 amos, lo yovi zera lishom. You're not allowed to plant any zroyim there, any vegetables within those 11 amos. And this is a chumra l'chur because there's a wall around there. So the Gemara shilmole ain mechitza, because if there wouldn't be a wall around the kerem, if there wouldn't be a wall away from you 11 amis, then the locha would have been marchik daod amis v'zareya. All you have to separate yourself from the grapes is only daod amis. If you would have grapes growing in the field, and then you'd move away daod amis, you'd be allowed to plant this zroyim over there. But here, since you have a wall going around, because of the wall, v'zuhi mechitza sakerem lahachmir. This is a case that because you have a mechitza, there's a chumra d'galocha, that you would have to have a space of 12 amos from the wall until where the grapes start. If there's less than 12 amos, then you're not allowed to plant any zroyim in between. And we'll soon see the time, what the reason is, why you have to wait, why you have to push yourself away 12 amos. But our koponim, you see, because of the mechitza, you have to move yud beis amos and not only daled amos. Is omaleis Abaye answered back? Well, the time, according to your time, that you want me to bring me a raya from here, that you say mechitza lahachmir, ois fin mi masnisin. You should have asked me the same question from the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Klayim like this. And like Rashi explains, it's better to ask the question from a Mishnah than from a Braisa. So why are you only asking from a Braisa? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Klayim that says like this. Korachas HaKerem. If you have a bald spot in the middle of a kerem, in the middle of a vineyard, you have grapes growing all around, in the middle there's a bald spot. Now in the middle spot you want to plant other zroim, you want to plant vegetables there. Now how big does this spot have to be that in the middle of it you're allowed to plant zroim? Is Beishamay Yomrim Chovdal Damas. It has to be 24 by 24 amis. That's how big that bald spot has to be, so at the middle 8 amis, you could plant the zroim. We'll soon see what the reason why you have to have such a big shear. Oh, Beis Hillel says no, Tezayin Amah. It's enough to have 16 amas. If in the middle of a field you have 16 amas by 16 amas, that's enough to be able to plant in the middle of it. In the middle 8 amas, I call upon him, you could plant zroim. And the svara is that if you have a bald spot there, so the first 4 amis away from the kerem, from the vineyard, you have to leave blank for the avodas hakerem. That's the space that you use to work on the ground in the kerem. Then, so on both sides, you have to leave over 4 amis. That's 8 amis. Now the middle, you have to have at least 8 amis worth that you can plant in. If you can plant in 8 amis, the zroyim, then we say that you could divide up those 8 amis in half and look as if there's 4 amis on one side and 4 amis on the other side. Now the smallest shear to give it a shame sodom is 4 amas. So you have to have at least 4 amas worth of zroyim, that it's called now you have a soda of zroyim. Now if you'd only plant in the middle 4 amas worth of zroyim, I would say since it's in the middle of a vineyard, we would divide the 4 amas up in half and look as if 2 amas go to one side and 2 amas go to the other side. And therefore since there's no one soda of 4 amas, I would say it's bottled to the kerem that would become osur. Therefore, in the middle here, you have to have like 2 sodis, like 2-4 amis worth of sodis that you're growing zroim there. Therefore, I would say, even if you divide it up in half, there's still 4 amis on one side, a soda of zroim. So that's a chosh of a field by itself, it's not bottled to the kerem. And you have 4 amis in between that and the gefen, the gefanim, the grapes. Therefore, it's mutter to plant. And then what do you look at the other side? You have 4 amis worth of zroim growing there, and then you have a space of 4 amis, and then you have the grapes. So therefore, if the bald spot in between is 16 amis wide, that you could leave over 4 amis on one side and 4 amis on the other side, and the middle 8 amis you plant zroim, that's muta. What about mechil hakerim? Mechil hakerim, not that the bald spot is in the middle of the kerim, in the middle of the vineyard, but it's at the end. It's right away from the gate. In other words, there's the fence of the vineyard, and away from the fence, you have a bald spot there, that you have no grapes growing there. And how big does that spot have to be? Could they that inside that spot you want to grow some vegetables? Is Beishama Yermim Tezainama. Beishama says it has to be 16 amas away. Or Beisilu says no, Yud Beizama. It's enough that it's away 12 amas. Because here, since on the other side is the fence, so you have to leave over 4 amis for the fence. The Gemara says the first 4 amis next to a fence, you don't want to plant them because it will ruin the fence. Then you need 4 amis that you plant as zroyim, to give it a shame, a soda of zroyim. And then you have to have 4 amis space that you leave open for the avodah sakerim, that you use that space for the gefanim, for the grapes. And therefore, if there's a 12 amis space, then the middle 4 amis you're allowed to plant as zroyim. Mashiach, if it's less than that, we say no. We say that you have to first leave over 4 amas for the fence, and 4 amas for the karka, for the avodah sakerim. So if you have less than 12, the middle space that you'll be planting will be less than 4 amas. Anything less than 4 amas is not called the soda. So then we consider as if it's bottle to the kerim. So blay b'zroi, kloy is roi. Now, the Gemara explains. V'yezu hi karka sakerim. What's called the case of a bald spot in the middle of the kerem? That kerem shechorovam tziyosei. If you have a kerem, a vineyard, that in the middle of it, it was chorov. In the middle of the vineyard, there's no grapes growing there. Is emein shom tezainam, according to the Beis Hillel Shita. If you don't have 16 namas there of a bald, of no grapes, is lo yovi zera l'shom. Then you can't plant zroyim, you can't plant vegetables in the middle there. But let's say there is a space, a blank space of 16 amos, then noisin loy kedei avodosi. You have to leave over on both sides 4 amos kedei avodos akerim. Vizareya samoiser. So take away 4 and 4, that's 8. You're left over with another 8. The middle 8 amos you have to plant with zroyim. Because like we said, that's considered like you have 2 good sodas of zroyim there, because the soda has to at least be wide 4 amos. So even if you divide up this soda in half, to make it like one part of the soda belongs to one side of the gefen, and the other side belongs to the other side of the gefanim, still you're dividing up 8 into 2, which is 4, you still have a good share of zroyim on both sides. Therefore, it's considered the soda has zroyim in the middle, and it's not bought to the gefanim, it's mutter. Now, Ezohu Mechol HaKerem, what's considered the case of a Mechol, that the bald spot, the blank, is not in the middle, but it's on the side, near the wall? That means, Bein HaKerem Legeder, between the Kerem, where the vines are growing, and the wall. Shim Ein Shom Yud Beizam, if you don't have a space, a bald spot there of 12 Amis, is Lo Yovi Zer V'Lashom. You're not allowed to plant any Zeroim, any vegetables there. But let's say you do have a space of 12 amas, a blank space, then you have to first leave the first 4 amas away from the gefanim, leave it open, that's called the avodas hakerem. And then the next 4 amas you plant to give it a shame, the sodishel zroyim. And like we said before, the last 4 amas next to the wall, that you also have to leave blank, because those 4 amas people don't like to plant. Because then you'll ruin the wall will cave down. So you have to have at least 12 amis here in order to have in the middle 4 amis, a share of at least planting zroyim, 4 amis, which gives it a shame, a soda of zroyim, that soda is not bottled to the kerem, therefore it remains mutter. So I call upon him, this is the case of Lechumra, that because you have a wall around the gefen, that we say you have to have a blank space of 12 amis. If it wouldn't have been for the wall, then it would have been enough just to be marchik daldamis and plant as roim. So you see, because of the mechitz around the gefen, around the vineyard, you have to have a chumra of yudbeis amis. So the Gemara, so Abai answers back, from here also there's no raya. Elohosom lav haino taima. I'll tell you the reason why here by the mechil akerim, you have to have yudbeis amis. It's not tam a chumra in the mechitzah. Now the pshat is like this. Techol daldamis lagabe kerim avoidis akerim. Anytime you want to plant near the vineyard, you always first have to leave over 4 amis, a blank space. Because the first 4 amis near the vine, near the grapes, is used in order to cultivate the grapes. You have to be able to plow there, to bring the men to work there, to bring the buckets there, to move down the grapes. So the first 4 amis you need for avodas hakerem. Now, lagabe geder, the 4 amis near the wall, the first 4 amis away from the wall, kivund le mizdarin, since people do not plant there, like we're saying, if you plant there, the wall will come down, is afkuri mafkalu. People leave it hefka, they don't plant there at all. So mainly the bene, in between space, that's the place that you can plant the vegetables. So there we say, iika dalid chashivin. If you have a space of 4 amis, it's choshev to give it a shame soda, has royim, you're allowed to plant there. Viloi loy chashivin. But if it's less than 4 amis, then that mokum is not choshev, so it's bottled then to the gefanim. It's also to plant the klayas royim. So therefore, the only time it's mutter to plant, if there's a space here of 12 amis, then we have 4 amis leave over for the avodas hakerem, 4 amis to give it a shame soda ha zroyim, that's not bottled to the kerem, and then the last 4 amis you have to leave open, because in the mitzvahs, people don't plant there those 4 amis near the gedder, today that the wall should not fall in. So I call upon him, the Gemara ends off that really Abai has a good kasha. There's no real raya that you have that mechitzas could shafi surim, could make it worse for you. The only real case we have that because of the mechitza we're more machmer, that's the diyuk the Gemara makes from Al Mishnah. Then the case we have a chotze gedolah, that you planted gefanim inside it, and then you have the chotze katana open up into it, you're not allowed to plant in that chotze katana's royim at all. Even though you're away, you're rochuk dal damis, still it's also, because we say the chumram, that because the gefufim, because the bigger chotzer has the 4th walls, we consider the small one like a pesach to it, and anything in the small one gets thrown into the big one. Senechlam, Abaya had a shayla, where do we find the case that mechitza shafi surim? And the Gemara didn't bring any raya for that. Any other case to say another case like that, a similar case, that because the mechitzas we go to chumra. Now the Gemara said a new Gemara now. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Gimel Karfifois Ze Bitzad Ze. You have like four camps, one next to another. Karfifois could be an open park. Here it's called camps. That people were traveling, and they came for Shabbos. They wanted to set their tents up for Shabbos, and they wanted to put mechitzas around them, today that they should be able to carry inside the mechitzas on Shabbos. So you have three different camps here. Gimel Karfifois is there bitzad there. Now, Ushnayim Hachitzoinim Migufofim. The two outer camps have Gifufim. Like the first picture in Rashi on the left side here, the two outer camps are a little bit wider than the middle one. So since they're wider, the wideness is like its fourth mechitza for the Karfif. So the two outer ones have like four mechitzas. For him, Tsoyi Eina Megufif. But the middle Karfif, the middle camp, does not have, is narrower than the other two, so it does not have any two of the opposite size, doesn't have any walls. It only has two walls, the length of it, but the width of it has no walls at all. So the case is v'yochid b'zeh v'yochid b'zeh. In each one of these camps, you only had one family living. Is the halacha nasa kishayora. These three people now, even though they're living in three different camps, become like a shayora, like a caravan. V'noistin lehem kol tzorkin. And we give them a kula now, that they're allowed to make it as big as they want. They can make the mechitas around them as wide as they want. Now the halacha is like this. We had in the first perek, that if you only, we're talking about now, these people that are making mechitzas around them are only making shvachar mechitzas that only have shesi. That means they only have boards, beams, kanim, reeds going straight up, one with next to the other. There's three tfachim, there's less than three tfachim in between one and the other. So you have a mechitzah of lovud, but the mechitzah is only made out of shesi. They're only beams going straight up. So we have said that the idea was that we could be makel to carry inside these mechitzas only until the beis asayim. Only up until 70 yamas by 70 yamas. If it's more than that, midrabon, you're not allowed to carry with such mechitzas, unless you make shesi berif, mechitzas upwards and acrosswards. Now, let's say you had a shayura, let's say you had three people living there in this mechitzah of shesi, of just beams going straight up, then the rabbon will make it, no matter how wide you want, you could make it, even more than a beis asayim, even more than six saws, because really, since you have three people here, each one's allowed to make it a beis asayim. That means that really, you should only have a heter to make it as big as six saws. But we're saying no, since they have a shame, three people have the shame shayora to it, the caravan, they're allowed to make it as wide as they want. So here, the chiddush is, you have these three karfifs, really each one is separate, but since the two outer ones are bigger, it's like those two are the chatserim gedolim, and the middle one is a smaller one, we say the bigger ones are shelet than the small one. As if to say the big one has a right to come into the middle one, to the small one. Therefore, we consider as if all three people are in the small karfif. So you have like a shayara three people here. Therefore, we let them make it as wide as they want. Even if it's bigger than six saws, 10, 20 saws wide, they can make it as wide as they want. So the more, what about fakert? Vadai emtsoyi megoyfif. Let's say this is the second picture in Rashi. Let's say the middle karfif is the one that's wider. It has like four mechitas around it. But the two outer karfis, those two are narrower. They do not have any fourth wall. Now, v'yochid b'zeh, you have one family living in each camp here, in each karfif. Is alocha ein noistan lehem ela beis sheish. We only let each family have a base of sayim two saws, which together it comes out to be six saws. Because here, the big one is in the middle. So true, the big one has a right to go into the small one. So if the big one, the middle one, goes into any right or left, you only have two. You don't have three at any point. So since you don't have three people living in one camp, you don't have a shem shayora. They're only like yechidim. Therefore, they only have a right, each one, to make it big as a base of sayim, two saws, which together, the three people together, can make it a sheishos. Because the aside here is that the bigger one could go into the small one. It like rules over the small one, but the small one has no right to come into the big one. So Dumari Boilu, I have a question now. Echod bezev, v'yechod bezev, v'shnayim b'yamsoi. It's this last case, where the middle karfif is the wider one. What about if two families are living there? Ma, what's going to be the locha? Lechura ilo hochi nafki, if these two go out the right way, to losa hevi. So in the right carfif, you're going to have three families there. So let's say you have a shem shayara. Vilo hochi nafki, elamai, maybe they'll go out the left side, is also to losa hevi. You have two from the middle, coming out to the left side, so you have three there now. So that should have a shem shayara, that we should go lekulu to give them as wide as they want. That's one sad. Oidumus at Gemara, maybe no. Chad lehochi nofik, let's say one person will go out the right side. Chad lehochi nofik, one will go out the left side. And therefore you only have two and two, but you don't have three at any point. Therefore it doesn't have a shem shayara, there's no shem caravan here. Therefore you're not allowed to carry more than a base of sayim to each one of them. That's one shayla. Rosh says, V'yimtim Tzolayman. Amor says, on the side you'd want to tell me, we'll go to Chumri here, to say, Chad lehochi nofik, v'chad lehochi nofik, since you only have two in the middle, maybe we'll divide them up and say, one will go right, and one will go left. So you only have two and two, you don't have any place that three are together. What about the shadow like this? Shnayim bozeh, or shnayim bozeh. You have two families living on the right, karfif, and two families living on the left, karfif. V'yechad v'yamsoin, one in the middle one. Ma, what's the locha? The middle family, if it's going to go out the right side, there's going to be three on the right side. Maybe go out to the left side, is also tlosev, you'll have three families there. So it should have a shem shayor, it should have this kula as wide as they want. Oidum, the Gemara says, no, maybe there's still a tzad to be machm here. Eimo, let's say this middle family, we have a suffix to which side will it go out. Like maybe sometimes this side, maybe that, sometimes that side. So we can't give it to each side vadois. Therefore, you have to go to Chumra as if there's only two and two and not more. You don't have three, you don't have a shem shayor here. So the Gemara of Hilka, so what's the maskona, what's the locha? Boy in Lakula. We go Lakula, Lakura, and all these shalas. Since there's shalas in Yisru, the Rabbonins, and Hilka's Erevim, we go Lakula to say that we do consider as if you have three at one point in one karfif. Since you have three in one karfif, it's like a shayor, it's like a caravan. At the end of a bottom, will make all to say, you can have it as wide as you want. Even more than a six saws. As wide as you want, still is kosher, you can still carry there, even though the mechitzes are bad mechitzes, only shal shesi, and not shal erev.
Yeah, something more weiter. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says the Chiddush now, Gidud chamisho, u mechitzo chamisho, is aloha eim mitzarfin. If you have an elevation of 5 tefachim, gidud means that the ground itself comes up 5 tefachim, or mechitza, and on top of that you make a mechitza, a regular wall, of 5 tefachim high. So together it's 10 tefachim high, is Rav Chizdol's aim is starfim. It's not considered a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Achihei oi kula begidud, either all 10 tefachim has to be an elevation of the ground. The ground or the platform has to be 10 tefachim high, oi kula bemechitza. Or else all 10 tefachim has to be made out of the wall, out of the mechitza. But you can't have half of a wall and half of an elevation of ground. That's from Chizdus Chiddush. As Rashi says, Gidud chamisha, chotze shaka kiso gevoya chamisha tefachim. A chotze that the ground is elevated 5 tefachim. V'yosifu aloisei goiva mechitzei. And on top of this elevation of 5 tefachim, you made another 5 tefachim of a mechitza. Is of Chizdol's aim at Starfin, it's not called Rishus Yochid on top. For the Gemara, Meisvei have a kasha. His aloch we had, Shtei Chatzeres, Zu Lamala Mezu. If you have two chotzers, one is more elevated than the other one. Now, Vel Yoyna Gevoya Minah Tachtoina Asarot Tvochim. The top chotzer is elevated, Mamish 10 Tvochim higher than the lower chotzer. Oy Sheyesh Bo Gidud Chamisha, or else it's only elevated 5 tefachim hayim, or be'u mechitza chamisha, but you have on top of the elevation another mechitza 5 tefachim high. So now you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim in between these two chatzerim, is the aloha ma'arvin shnayim. They bedavka have to make two separate eruvi chatzeris. V'ein ma'arvin echad, but they're not allowed to make one eruv together. Since there's a mechitza between them, and there's no pesach, there's no entrance from one to the other, you can't make one Erev, Davka have to make two separate Eruvis, Erev Chatzeres. What about Pochus Mikan? Let's say it's less than 10 Tfachim, either together or each one. Is Aloha Marvin Echud? Then, since there's no Mechitza between them, and it's open completely one to the other, they Davka have to make one Erev Chatzeres together. V'yein Marvin Shnayim. They're not allowed to make two separate Eruv Chatzeres. since there's no mechitzin between them, but they're open one to the other, therefore they would ask, have to make one Erev Chatzeres together, because it's like one big chatzer. That's what the Braisa says. So the Chur...